We have a few little children who want to have a story. Now, in Romans chapter 6 and verse 23, you know what that verse says? Has someone got Romans 6, 23? Someone like to read it for me? Okay, I'll get you to read it and say it again. Peter, isn't it? Yeah, read it a bit and say it loud. Okay, the first bit. The wages of sin is death. That's a bit hard, isn't it? I grew up on a farm. You ever lived on a farm? Anyone lived on a farm? You do. Okay. What sort of animals do you think we might see on a farm? Sheep? Yeah, we had lots of sheep on our farm. And what else? Cattle? We had mainly sheep. Now, to keep the sheep under control, what do you think you need? A dog! Bang on. You need a dog. Now, we had a dog. We had a number of dogs in succession. What breed of dog do you think we might have to keep sheep under control? Oh yeah, a sheepdog. That's a good answer. But what breed of sheepdog do you think we might have? Kelpie are good. But we had one even better than a Kelpie. Border Collie. The Border Collie. They're champions. Huh? No, I'm not interested in Casterton. We had a Border Collie and we had one called Skipper. And Skipper would keep all the sheep under control. He came from a very good parentage. His mum and dad were champions at the Royal Melbourne Show. And Skipper would go down and divide the sheep up and he'd bring them up. And he was brilliant. Now, what did Peter say before? The wages of sin is what? Every year, the sheep would have little lambs. And you know, when sheep have little lambs, farmers become more concerned about two things. You know what they are? One is called a fox. And the other one is what? Stray dogs. Stray dogs. And of the two, the stray dog is worse. Fox only kills to eat. Pack of dogs will kill for the fun of it. So my dad used to think, what are we going to do with these stray dogs and foxes? You know what he would do? He would lay bait. Very deadly poison. Just a few little grains of poison on a bit of meat. And he'd drag it through the paddock. And the fox or the stray dogs would come and eat the poison and die. The wages of sin is death. But what's the next part say? Peter? The gift of what? Gift of God. Eternal life. Eternal life. Now, whenever we laid the bait, we would make sure that our dog Skipper was tied up. Because we didn't want him to get the bait. Right? But one day we went out and we got home very late. And as Mum and Dad drove up the driveway, we were all in the car, our light shone up the driveway and there was Skipper coming down the driveway and he looked sick. And Dad said, Skipper's got the bait. Skipper's got the bait. And Dad's thought, we have to save the dog. We have to save Skipper. So he said to my two older brothers, wanting to get in the house quick. And we need two things. We need salt. We need water. Salt and water. And they dashed into the house and they came out with the salt and water. And Dad grabbed hold of the dog. And he opened up his mouth. And he grabbed a handful of salt and tipped it down his throat. Do you think you'd like a handful of salt going down your throat? The dog didn't like it either, but it went down his throat. Then he got the jug of water and tipped it down his throat. And then, you think you'd like a jug of water going down your throat? You reckon? Dog didn't like it. And then he grabbed hold of that dog by the back legs and he gave him a whizzer. You ever had a whizzer? When your mum and dad grab you by your hands and whiz you around? Well, Dad grabbed hold of the dog by the back legs and gave him a whizzer. And he whizzed him around and around and around and put him down and watched and thought, nah, do it again. Around and round and round and round. And then he put him down. You know what happened then? The dog was sick. And he vomited everything up, including the poison. And he lived. That's why, what's the second part say? The gift of what? God. That dog knew that if he got home, he'd be right. You know, we and I live in a world, you and I live in a world of what? Sin. And the wages of sin is what? Death. But you and I have a master. And if we come to him, if we go to him, he will save us. He will look after us. He will wash us clean. With what? Salt and water and a whizzer? He washes us clean with what? His blood. Isn't a beautiful Saviour to have? You reckon? I think so.